Okay, so we're going to start with a first conversation. You know, I'm talking about pages 91 to 93 in working with others. I'm going to keep my book open, which is something I normally don't do, so that you can kind of see how I'm acting on what it's telling me to do, maybe. And I'm going to start with, if you're still, okay. You know what, I'm going to come over here and sit just so that we're a little bit closer and there's no barrier between us. How are you doing?
I'm a bit nervous.
You're a bit nervous? Okay. I don't bite. I promise. I won't even hit you.
I know you won't.
So, why are you nervous? Do you know why, or just because?
Just
because. That's good
enough.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to know. So, how long have you been in L.A.? I know you've been around for a while.
I don't know exactly, but I think at least 13 years.
Okay. And how's it going?
It's not going that well.
My guess is that's probably why you volunteered, right? So, it's not going well in general?
It's a mix because something is going quite well. Not at all like it was in the beginning. It's like I'm much more grateful and I don't have all this resentment against other people, you know, though it's not, I'm just not the, it's not the same feeling as being a victim like it was. So something changed for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going well because I know I'm not doing God's will. That's just it.
Okay.
So I haven't surrendered. I thought I'd surrendered different as a, several times, but I didn't. Then I took it back to my ego.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of expressions we hear in the rooms. I'm going to let you know when I'm kind of stepping out of the conversation. I'm going to have two conversations, one with somebody who's been in the rooms for a long time and one with somebody who's brand new. They're going to look very different because when we've been in the rooms, we've learned a lot and we know a lot. And I'm back. So I know that for me, I learned an awful lot and life was a lot better when I first came in the rooms in 1990. And I know for so many of us, I had a lot more weight to lose than I do now. But after losing 10 pounds, still with lots of weight to lose, I didn't have that real horrible bloat. I just felt a little bit better physically. Emotionally, I was told to be grateful, so it kind of takes the edge off from that horrific place I was in. Now, you know my experience. After those 5 years, I went back out and I got to feel a million times worse. So it can get worse. But it did get better for a little while. What's eating like?
Just now, these days?
Mm-hmm. Are you still eating compulsively?
I am, yeah.
What's it look like for you when you eat compulsively?
When I do that, it's always in sugar. In fact, it's like other normal meals, and I don't have to. I had a lot of rules to, you know, try to make all these plans, but I don't need these plans. It's like
plans around eating, you mean?
Yeah, not. I don't need them like that Nazi style that I used to. It's more like, yeah, that's okay, but it's the sugar. It doesn't trick me every time, but when something tricks me, then it's sugar I eat.
What happens before you get triggered?
Very often I don't even stop to wonder, and I don't
Well, looking back,
yeah.
Can you think of a time when you know, like the last time or one of the times that you remember you were eating sugar, what was going on before that?
It could be that I'm tired. It has been a hard day. It's, you know, now I'm very tired and now I really need something, you know, as a late evening, something like that. That could be one situation.
Mm-hmm. So you're running the show, I know. If, you know, if I'm tired and I'm in charge, then, you know.
Totally, yeah.
The thought of going to bed never occurs to me. I'm, you know, it's like, okay, so I'm
and I
tired.
I can't sleep because I ate all this sugar, you know. And
right, well, if I just went to bed when I was tired, it probably would work really well. And, you know, if I stop now and practice the principles, you know, usually that's the guidance I get. It just seems so simple. But I've been there. I'm really exhausted. Okay, so what am I going to do? I'm going to, you know, get some sugar, maybe caffeine, and keep myself awake, you know, till 2 o'clock in the morning. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But that's what I do, and I do it every time. And when I eat like that, when I'm in charge, you know, it's just like, oh my God, I can't stop. And then I go from this one candy bar to the bag to, you know, and what else can I eat? And I'm never satisfied, and I want more. And for me, I don't know, you know, how long would that go on for you? I mean, would you just eat a candy bar, or?
No, I wouldn't, you know, sometimes I would only eat a candy bar and that's it. But when I'm really eating, what I say, this is a binge or something, then it's much more.
Yeah, it just keeps going. And it's really scary to me when I get into that because, you know, I'm eating when I say I'm not going to eat it. I don't want to be eating it. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. You know, I'm kind of watching this person do stuff that I don't want to be doing. And I'm doing it anyway. And I'm eating and, you know, chances are I'm crying and I'm hating myself, you know, and I want to stop, and I can't, and I keep going. I don't know. Can you relate to that?
It's like I'm not that hard on myself anymore. It's like it's more like I'm a bit numb.
Quite numb, yeah,
yeah. Because I've been there so many times, so it's like before I was more like hitting myself in the head. It's now like, yeah, that's how it is.
So it's not so bad. So maybe it's working for you.
But still, I know it's not working. It's not only perhaps the sugar, but it's the way of doing things as a compulsively that is not working. That I can see that
in your head, you're thinking.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I do. But I know that it's all these compulsive actions that are holding me back from getting where I really want to go, feeling the freedom I have had for periods. In different ways of my life, it could be other compulsive stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that. I know that, you know, I lost weight. Things were going well. I wasn't in a whole lot of pain, you know, for a period from 90 to 95, and my life was better than it was. Things had calmed down. I've learned to be grateful. I wasn't so angry. And so after 95, when I was back eating again, and I stopped going to meetings, you're still showing up, but it got to a point where I just wasn't showing up anymore, couldn't, because...
I've been there too.
Yeah.
But then I began again, and that's one of the good things I've been
Maybe.
For myself. Yeah, I think so. I can feel
okay.
that. It
okay.
feels good.
Okay. But I know that during that time, when things were really bad for me, what I wanted to do was get back to that freedom that I had known when things were better. Because I had a plan. I knew what it was like to feel good. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it no matter how hard I try. And every single day before I got out of bed, I swore, today's the day, today's the day, today's the day. And finally, when I was ready, when I was so desperate and had no hope, was the day things turned around for me. It was the day that I was on the floor in the shower saying, I can't make this happen. You heard my story last night. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I can. I feel that I have had such experiences, one or two, when it's really been this big. But then I can see I just took back my will, as a my ego. Mm. Then it started sliding again, you know, because I didn't do my homework.
Okay, I'm going to say something right now, but just tell me what you think. When I'm listening to you talk and listening to you last night, I'm not hearing desperation. I'm hearing, gee, I want to feel better. I want to have what I had before. But I don't hear you in that deep, dark, desperate place.
I'm not there.
You're not.
I'm more like kind of numb place. I'm mm-hmm. not in this place, you know, I don't want to live anymore, I can't take it anymore. I'm not there right now. It's more like a numb, as a...
What do you think, how do you feel when I say, maybe now's not the time for you to do the steps, that maybe it would be better for you to just take a break, don't even come to the meetings. Maybe spend some time with God and see what you think, and see what happens.
The first part is about not taking the steps now. That's why I told you yesterday, because...
Mm-hmm. You know,
I already felt, no, I would like to do it, but it was like, if you need someone, then perhaps it should be one who is totally desperate. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that desperate.
Right.
But it can also be, it's like, sometimes it's like a carpet you can put, you know, you can't feel because just... But that's why I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's... It's a possibility. I don't know about... I'm sure about this spending time with God is an issue. And, well, I feel it's the right thing to go to the meetings. I know that's good for me.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. What I'd like to suggest is, you know, there's lots of people in the room that can help you when you're ready. I'm happy to. You've got my information, my Skype. I would be happy to take you through the steps when you're ready. I don't want you to do it because you think it's a good idea. And that's something the book tells me not to, that I may ruin a future opportunity, and I don't want to do that. I love you too much to just soften this disease for you without giving you what I know this program offers. And the willingness to do it comes from desperation. It doesn't come from, I think it's a good idea. And I know that because I've tried it, you know. It wasn't until I was desperate that it works. And if I'm okay, even if okay is just numb, and for me numb is way better than pain, what happens is that I'm okay, you know, I was okay without doing this, so I'll be okay. You've heard me talk. I wasn't okay. I had been okay at different times in my life, but I wasn't okay. I was in a really bad place, and the only reason I keep doing this every day is because I won't go back there. Mm-hmm. If I take you through the steps now and you're okay, even if okay is numb, why do it? You know? Okay is okay. You're doing along, you know. You may take this conversation, walk out of here, and I hope she does, and get really pissed off at me. How dare she say that to me? How dare she do that? And call me and say, Joni, I want it. And great. You know, or maybe a year from now you'll say, I'm done with okay. I'm done with the numb.
Some part of me is saying, I am. And this could be an opportunity. But when I compare to this shower state, Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel I am there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I can feel this part of me, and it has been growing like since yesterday. So, because it's like sometimes this... I don't know how to explain that.
I think I hear you. And somebody that I work with called me a couple days before Christmas years ago and said, you know, we talked and she said, I want to start, and she named a date after Christmas, after her birthday and something else. And I said, sure, okay, you know, just give me a call when you're ready and, you know, the time's right. And she called me back a day or two later and said, who am I kidding? I can't wait. And I said, great, you know, and we did it right then and there. Whether we were here or outside, I would do what this book says and say, take it, sleep on it, pray about it, and give me a call. Because I think I hear that in you, that, you know, something's churning. And if you decide you want it, we'll figure out how to do it. Either me or one of the other people in the room.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
Good.
I feel too good.